Barur that Shabbat ve'et Hanan has to do, of course, with Nechama, Nachamu. That's its actual kviyut of the week is always ve'et Hanan for Shabbat Nachamu, Shu Nechamu Nechamu Ami. That's its haftarah kvuah. So what I'd like to do is go back to our normal Seder and to go through the various parshiot and then to examine what it is that seems to be the theme that Moshe Rabbeinu is presenting. So our opening parasha is Ve'et Hanan. So Ve'et Hanan El Hashem Be'et Ahi, it's not clear what that Be'et Ahi is. That Be'et Ahi is obviously referring back, this is actually not a Kilcha, it's referring back to the closing of Devarim. And it's at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was already Machnes Yisrael into the Eretz Sichon Ve'og, had been Morish, the Shevet Gad and Shevet Ruvain, and on his own was Morish Chatzit Shevet Menashe, with the Chelek of, this is very important for the understanding of Ve'et Hanan, with the Artsot of Eiver HaYarden, and his intent in splitting Shevet Menashe had not even come to ask for a Nachama. His intent on splitting Shevet Menashe was that Shevet Menashe becomes a Briah Chatichon, essentially. If you take a look at the Eretz Yisrael in the way that the Chalukat HaShvatim, you see that Eretz Sichon Va'og and the Eretz Yisrael only has one area that goes straight through over the Yarden, and that's Menashe. So it's like a Briah Chatichon that is Mechaber, the Eretz Sichon Va'og, to the Eretz of Eiver HaYarden and Harova. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, who was mitnaget the entire time on the Yerusha of Sichon Va'og to Reuven v'Gad, remember we were very medayek, he never wanted to accept that it would be their primary Nachalam, and that Lo Tavireinu et HaYarden Hazeh, but on the contrary, he said, we'll work it out, we'll make an exchange, you'll buy it, or whatever, but he never wanted to admit that it was the Yerusha. Only at the end of the previous parsha does he accept the fact, possibly Al Pi HaDibur, which he mentions, or possibly the Dibur went after Moshe Rabbeinu's Achlata, but after ascertaining that this is the way that it had to be, he was koveya that the chibur between Eretz of the Eiver HaYarden Mizracha with Eretz Yisrael Ma'arava, Eiver HaYarden Ma'arava, once he saw that he was able to be mechaber the two, he also, as the Mefarshim explained here, he thought that maybe since HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him into Sichon Va'o, and now there was a kedusha, a partial kedusha, because he says the Eretz Hazot in any over at HaYarden, he mentions here. So he thought that perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matir the Shvua, because now, after all, he's being allowed into what has a semi-kedusha Zoharet. So he said that, Beit Ayiv, Beit Hanan El Hashem, because that was, and of course, this follows the din of Heter Nedarim, right? This comes directly after the original Heter Nedarim, of course, was talking about Bein Av, it's Bein Av Lebito, Mish Mishto, Bein Av Lebito. The original Dvarim begins with Ho'il Moshe Be'erat HaTorah Hazot. The Ho'il Moshe was Ho'il Moshe L'Shevet Ish, which that he made a Shvua Bein Av L'Bito with Yitro and his daughter, and he needed to be Mavakish Rishus to be able to leave. But that means that the relationship, the Shvua, is a primary relationship, which is why some of the Mefarshim explain Ravlach Al Tosef Daber is Rav Lach, I think Rabbi Nebach even says this, Rav Lach, you have a Rav that you can ask to be Matir Shvua. I don't have a Rav to be Matir Shvua. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to ask to be Matir Shvua. Which is Nogei the whole Gemara, of course, of Rabbi Bar Bar Kona, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, wow, what a shame. She'oili, she'nishbati, who's going to be Matir Shvua? Everybody yells at Rabbi Bar Bar Kona, was a hint, you were supposed to be Matir Shvua. Rabbi Baruch Hu held Rabbi Baruch Hu. But anyway, so much for the sweet issues that are involved. Of course, the opening of Ve'et Hanan is very painful. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispar 515 Tefillot, which is the Mispar of Ve'et Hanan. Lama kol kach hitrachakta mimenu? Ani shomea she'anglit yoter kasha tamid kekoshu ata mitrachek le'amakom. אני רואה שאתה גם מאוד עייף, אז חשבתי אם אתה קרוב, אני יכול להיות. So, but in reality, of course, it strikes us as being very, very painful. It's Beit Hanan El Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu prays, Ki Minyan Ve'et Hanan, 515 tefillot. And Esem, Tachilot, El Arot, Et Avdecha, Gatlecha, Yatcha Chazaka. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response is, shut up already. I heard enough from you, Ravla. Stop talking so much. Atosef, Taberi, Layot, Badavar Hazeh. As Rashi says, Shalo Yomru, Atalmid, Kama, Sarvan, Rav, Kama Kashe. No, sorry. I mean, if that's the case, I give in. What is this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shalo Yomru, not Shalo Yomru, Bemet. And yet instead we have what appears to be a slap in the face, right? We open up with this is like the height of Moshe Rabbeinu's tichinot. It doesn't get an answer. Rabbeinu Bacher says an amazing thing on this Pasuk Beit Hanan El Hashem. He says that you see, you know what, maybe, you know where the Chumashim are over there on the top? The top shelf. Chumash Shelanu, you know Rabbeinu Bacher. Right there, Yisrael. Open up, connect the cup, okay? Devarim. The red Devarim. If I would tell you to open up Yisrael's Rambam, he would know where it is. And he knows, but he's not here enough. I thought that was the whole point here. Always excuses, I'm telling you. So the Rabbeinu Bacher brings like this. V'chein kol mevakesh b'lefanav v'yamod b'tfila u'na'ana b'tchina, because tchina is ikar ha'tfila. Shehu ha'ikar b'tfila. It's tachanunim, like the Gemara talks about ein tfilato tachanunim. If ein tfilato tachanunim, then there's nothing that brings you into the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to be zocher to an answer. V'chein matzinu b'David, she'amar elecha Hashem ekra, first the kriya, ve'el Hashem etchanan. So first it's kriya, and then it becomes techina. And then, v'chein matzinu b'moshe Rabbeinu alav b'shalom, al shalom, she'itasek b'tfila 40 yom v'arba'im layla, v'lo na'ana b'chulam, Ela Bechina. So at the end, the only thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to is Techina. V'zeo shekatuv ve'et hana. Which is a little strange. What do you mean v'zeo shekatuv? But he wasn't answered. He was told Ravla. Right? So it's a very strange introduction, I mean, to say. So Moshe tried his best, you know, but this time it didn't. The mashmaut is that this time as well, because of the fact that we find Ve'et Hanan, that Moshe Rabbeinu was answered. What was the answer? He was told to be quiet, yeah? But there's an amazing midrash which says, Ve'et Hanan El Hashem Ba'et Agi Lemor, and Rashi explains, I'll be this midrash, that this was Moshe Rabbeinu saying Lemor. What's the Lemor? Eini manichacha ad she'todieni im ta'aseh she'elati imlo. I'm not letting you go. Rabbi Yochel is the stuck on his wall. Until you tell me whether you're going to do what I'm asking. Well, you sure got an answer to that. Shut up. I'm not going to do what you're asking. But that means that that was an aniya. Right? Unana. It sounds like a joke, but it's clearly not a joke at all. In other words, this opening of the Et Hanan and the Ravlach has to be central to our understanding. The concept of Nechama itself is linked to over here, which on the surface doesn't seem to make sense because it seems to be an outrageous rejection, even of Techina. So if anything, it takes away your sense of Techina, of the value of Techina, right? This, I think, was what Rav Joy asked right before Shabbos. Like what kind of Nechama is here? What kind of limud is it, this Vetchana? Fine. The Parsha, these psukim end with what appears to be a complete non sequitur. So after HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ale Rosh HaPisgah, V'sa Inecha Yama V'tzafona V'timano Mizracha, ura'i be'inecha, ki lo ta'avor ta yarden hazeh. So that seems to be almost a gratuitous slap in the face, you know? Okay, you know, you asked me, you said ata achilot laharot et avdecha, ebrana ve'er'e et ha'aretz ha'tova. So again, as Rashi explained, you asked to see it, okay. Go up to the top of the mountain, you can see it. I mean, okay. Now what kind of answer is that? I'm going to ask you to be la'avorot ha'yarden hazeh, so go find Tzali worship is come. And then you can see it. Rei be'enecha. But you're not crossing the yard. Instead, v'tzavet Yoshua v'chazkir v'yamtzeu, hu yantchil otam et ha'aretz asher tir'eh. You're going to see it, but you're not getting there. He's going to do all the good work. So you'll get to the aretz asher tir'eh. And then it ends with what appears to be a complete non sequitur. Vaneshev v'gai mul beit pa'or. Vaneshev v'gai mul beit pa'or. I mean, that is the end of this parsha. Or is that supposed to introduce the next parsha? Very strange. Okay. Then we have an ending, which is a full p'tucha. Before we begin, v'ata Yisrael. What's the meaning of the v'ata Yisrael? I mean, and now, and before that? What's the... All of a sudden we say, so now Israel, I got something to do now that we're saying this, V'ata Yisrael. What is the V'ata Yisrael? Shema el ha'chukim el ha'mishpatim. And now we start talking about lo tosif, lo tigra, don't take away anything from the Torah, don't add anything from the Torah, and all of a sudden we start talking about Baal Peor. You saw what happened with Baal Peor, and you know, anybody that goes after Baal Peor, I mean, this, what the world does this have to do? But he just said that. Laneshev badai mul beit Peor. Wait a minute. So then, when this whole discussion in the next parsha about the nature of Baal Peor must have to do with the first introduction, which doesn't seem to make any sense, right? We're ending the introduction with Laneshev badai mul beit Peor. We then break, and we start talking about Shema l'chukim v'lamishpatim. All of a sudden, the proof that lo tigra mimena, or lo tosif, is you see what happened with Peor? And echem harot et asher asa Adonai b'Baal Peor. Ki kol ha'ish sh'arach achrei Baal Peor yishmido Adonai elecha mikirdecha. What does that have to do with what I just said? And why does this nogea specifically? You see that it's telling you the V'ata Yisrael relates specifically to the Neshe Bagari Mul Beit Peor. What am I learning out from Beit Peor? Many of the Rishayim are Tereach. What could this possibly mean? And there's all kinds of answers. Why is it that Baal Peor specifically relates to elements of Lo Tigra and Tosif? Some learn because Baal Peor was specifically a Baal Tosif. A Baal Tosif. Because since the Avodah of Baal Peor is so disgusting, so people will say it's mutter to be over in Avodah Zorah. If you want to go moon in Avodah Zorah, so then you're big mabasa, right? No? That's what happens when you ignore the halacha, not to be eved of a desert, and so on. Right? What are you looking at?
It's just a curious...
Eliyahu Hanavi's. Fine. And many, many other pshatim. I brought some of them in the essays. But none of them satisfy the relationship to the original Mul Beit Peor. What does that have to do with anything? Okay. Then we talk about Pentishkach HaDvarim, Asher Lo'einecha, Now this opening, becomes something of a strange theme in the parsha. Because this is the parsha, of course, of Shema Yisrael. Then we're opening up over here later on Shema Yisrael. Which is a pella. And Moshe Rabbeinu should wait 40 years for Shema Yisrael. I mean, you think that's like the first thing you teach your kid. Well, second thing you teach your kid. First thing, of course, it starts evil on a Moshe, which is what Moshe starts with over here. Okay, but then the second thing, Shema Yisrael, 40 years, right? Modern is a lot pasuk. Yeah, a pasuk. And he used all the made it a yelet modern.
No.
Okay. Tishetinot matchil lesaper aviv b'lamdo. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Shema Yisrael. That's the matter. Okay, so somehow or other, we're going to see throughout the entire parsha is a repetitive Shema, again and again. Whether it's in terms of your Shemiah, you need to listen, or whether it's in terms of the Shema Kazot, was that anybody ever hears such a thing? Hashama'am kol Elohim medaber. Oh yeah, it's all about hearing things for some reason. We'll go through some of them as we go, and yet that doesn't seem to be any reason to bring that up here. I mean, the Chora, that was part of Kabbalat HaTorah. Right? Listening to the Kol Hashem. Okay. Then we have another break, and what we do is we have the Kriya of Tish'a B'Av in the middle of the Parashah of Shabbat Nachamu. It's amazing. Ki toli banim uvnei banim, v'no shantem ba'aretz, ha'idot ibachem ha'yom da'ashabayim v'aretz ki avoto v'idun ma'er v'yal ha'aretz. That's pretty amazing. I mean, it means that the Ve'an and the Nechamot are not so separated over here. Hashama am kol Elohim midaber mitoch ha'ish kasher Shabbat ta'ata v'yech. Wow. Again, all about Shmiyah. And then it changes to singing. Hatahor et avadat. So the or et avadat ki alnai hu Elohim in od nuvado. And straight back. Min ha'shamayim yishmi acha. Et kol ol yasrach. And then the other arts her acha. And the shavak, that was very, very confusing.
Kol ha'shamayim.
What's that?
Kol ha'shamayim.
That's a kol ha'shamayim. Okay. Very good. Again, v'shamarta tchukav et mitzvotav, keeps repeating v'shamarta. Next. Then we get what appears to be a very important milestone. Az, Yavdil, Moshe, Shalosh, Arim, Ve'ivra, Hayarden, Mizrash. And now we get the mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu does, which doesn't really work, because it can't work until after the Shalosh Arim in Eretz Yisrael moved avot. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, mitzvah ba'al yadi, I'm not going to be machmitz the mitzvah. And so therefore, we'll be mafrish the three Arim, which of course is the conclusion of his Horashat, Eretz Yisrael b'nei b'nei Yadim Yisracha, to b'nei Gad v'nei Ruven, because we find the same thing with Yoshua. The Yerusha is incomplete until there's the Afrasha of the Arim Miklat for some reason. That becomes the Chatima of the Yerusha. On the Eva HaYarden Ma'aravi, it's coupled with sending B'nei Gad V'nei Ruven back home. Now that we're finished our Yerusha V'Nachala, go back home. You did a wonderful job, now you can go back home. That means that this is the equivalent of Moshe Rabbeinu's Asiyah to the Hanchalat Ha'aretz, which Yoshua does, which now turns back and is given to B'nei Gad V'nei Ruven. Understand the subtlety of the interrelationship. Hu Yanchilotam, he said it, told in the beginning, Yoshua will be Manchilotam, and therefore I will be mashrim what is possible to do now that will end up being the Hanchalat of B'nei Gad V'nei Ruven, that I'm doing. So despite the fact that the Arim are not operable until the conclusion, but it's also true that B'nei Gad V'nei Ruven don't really have their Nachalah until after the conclusion. So the two go hand in hand. Therefore, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's maximal effort in terms of Knisa La'aretz and his Chibur to Eretz Yisrael. We'll see that there's actually much more than actually, I mean, we're not pointing out now. When it says over here, Huyan Chilotam et Ha'aretz Asher Tireh, it means exactly that. The Medrash says, only lands that Moshe Rabbeinu saw with his eyes did Yoshua have the koyach to be mandra. Right? And then in the closing of the Torah, we have a repeat of this story, where the last words which Moshe Rabbeinu is told, the last thing that he's told to do, that's the Vayal Moshe. So that Moshe goes up, and with Har Gevul, Rosh HaPisgah, and there it says, "Vayar eyu Adonai et kol ha'aretz et hagil ad adan, ve'et kol naftali, ve'et eretz Ephraim u'mnashe, ve'et kol eretz yuda ad ha'yom ha'acharon, ve'et ha'negev, ve'et ha'kikar, ve'et yericho, ve'et ha'marim, ad zoar. Vayomer Adonai emah, zot ha'aretz, asher nishbati l'Avraham l'Yitzchak l'Yaakov l'emor, l'zaracha etnena, her'iticha be'einecha, l'sham ha'mudah." So the Eriticha Be'inecha, say Chazan, mean that only, it's a Gemara Yerushalmi, only the lands that Moshe Rabbeinu saw here, that are described here, are Chayev and Trumot and Ma'asot and after Din of Kedushat Ha'aretz. So that means that the Re'iya of Moshe was Koveya, not only which parts of Eretz Yisrael would be Mulchalima Yedei Yoshua, the Tzavet Yoshua, the Tzavet Yoshua relates directly back to Re'iya Ta'aretz. And that means that the etzim kedusha of the Eretz, the lachal of the Eretz, relates to Eriticha Be'inecha. So far from its being a slap in the face to Moshe, Ure'eyat Eretz, it's not. On the contrary, Yuhu Yanchil, what it is that you see, Hu Yanchil. It's a completely different sense of the chibur of that Re'iyah to the future. Zebulun or kasha lecha lechi.
Maybe.
Maybe. But maybe not a yisod shel adibur ki atalam lechayim.
No,
no, no, no. אבל אז אחר כך תחזור על זה בסעודה, כי זה מאוד משמח. נו, ממש, זה מאוד מאוד משמח.
Maybe we could go over it just 30 seconds, כן?
בעברית? בשבילו או בכלל?
בכלל,
לא. מה ששאלנו כאן, שאיך זה, משה רבינו מתחנין על הקדוש ברוך הוא, ובמקום להגיב איכשהו לתחינות, הוא אומר לו רב לך, עוד יותר גרוע, הוא אומר לו, מה ביקשת? אתה ביקשת לראות את הארץ, בסדר, בסדר, נראה לך את הארץ, יאללה, תעלה את הארץ. משם אתה תראה, אבל אתה לא נכנס. אבל אני ביקשתי סתם לראות, אני ביקשתי לעבור את הידיים לראות, נכון? אז זה היה נראה לנו כאילו שאין כאן ענייה לתחינה. אבל כשאנחנו מסתכלים בסופו של התורה, בסופו של הסיפור, אז מה אנחנו רואים? שעצם הייתיך בעיניך, שהקדוש ברוך הוא אומר לו, אז בוודאי שזה לא... ברגע האחרון שנותן לו סתירה בפנים, ההפך, כל מה שאתה רואה, וכך לומד את הגמרא, כל מה שאתה רואה, רק מה שאתה רואה מכניס קדושת הארץ, ורק בזה חייבים בתשובות ומעשרות. מה שלא ראית, זה רק מן הרבנן. כל תוספת אחר כך זה לא יכול להיות קדושה, מעין הקדושה של העם משה. כן? מדהים. וגם כאן, איפה שכתוב, וצב את יהושע וחזקאל ואמצאו, כי הוא יעבור לפני העם הזה, והוא ינחיל אותם. משמע כאילו, אתה ביקשת, אתה רוצה להיכנס, לא, אתה לא נכנס, תדבר עם יהושע, הוא יטפל בעניין, לא צריך אותך. זה בדיוק ההפך. כי הוא ינחיל אותם את הארץ אשר תראה, רק מה שאתה רואה, הוא עכשיו אדם מחייך, היה כדאי. נכון שזה משמח, משמח מאוד. אוקיי, נעבור חזרה לעניין. אה, זה ממש, וואו, זה אנדרויות. Your eyes look at it. Now you look so... He's getting there.
A little by little.
No, really, what a different one. Amazing. Okay, the glow is coming. That was the one thing that was missing.
Right?
מה זה?
בגמרא זה כתוב?
כן, זה בירושלים, כן.
בירושלים?
כן, מדהים. Okay, so what happens afterwards? Close of this parasha, next parasha. Vayikra Moshe al kol Yisrael, Vayomer aleihem, here we go again. Shema Yisrael, this time, it's et hachukim et hamishpatim asher anochi dover bozneichem hayom. And then he starts going back of the original Brit at Har Sinai. Adonai Eloheinu karat imanu brit b'chorev. Lo et avotinu karat Adonai et habrit hazot. Ki itano anachnu eile po hayom kulonu chayim. Which is not true, there's not one person left. That was at the original bridge. What do you mean, Lord Avotenu? Rakim Avotenu. The only people that are here, that was Dafka Kalev and Yehoshua, and the other people who were over 60 at the time of the Shiguach HaMeraglim, you know, they were younger than 20. But I mean, to say, Lord Avotenu, Anachnu, from Kulanu Chayim, Atalayita Olam, Mazikulanu Chayim. They were only born later, right? So this is like 40 years later. You're talking now to a 40-year-old. You're telling him, you know, you were there. I was there. What is that supposed to mean? So, and then he goes over to Luchot. Since you were there, maybe you forgot. Okay, so we go over the Aseret HaDvarim. Kimat Ketzuratam. And then at the end, Et HaDvarim HaEla Diber Adonai El Kol Kalchem Bahar Kalchem Bahar Mitoch HaEsh Hanan ערפל, קול גדול ולא יסף, ויכתבים על שני לוחות אבנים, ויתנם אליי. And then, I broke them? No, we don't want to talk about that. No. He gave me the two לוחות, yeah, everything was fine, right? Okay. וישומחם את הקול, so what happens? So, I mean, it sounds like this is all, you know, the street process. I was up on Har Sinai. I come down from Har Sinai, after Mitoch HaEsh Anan Barafel, and you're sitting there, you're listening to the call, Mitoch HaChoshev, Arba Arba Eish, Vatikrivuni Elai Koro Sheshivteichen, Vizikteichen, Vatomru, Hein Herano Adonai Eloheinu Et Kvodo Vet Kodlo, Vet Kolo Shamanu Mitoch HaEsh. Hayom Hazeh Ra'inu Ki Daber Elohim Et Ha'adam V'chai. Ve'ata, Lama Namut, Ki Tochlenu HaEsh HaGdola Hazot, אם יוסף, אם אנחנו נשמע את כל אדוני אלוהינו עוד, ומתמיש, כי מי כל בשר, אשר שמע כל אלוהים חיים, מדבר בתוך האיש כדונו ויחי. קרב אתה ושמע את כל אשר גמר אדוני אלוהינו. את דבר אלינו את כל אשר ידבר אדוני אלוהינו אליך, ושמענו ועשינו. When did this happen? It sure didn't happen when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down, smashes the lucha, starts burning everything up and making people drink and having people killed and Milash and Milay, oh my, you know, I'm sure this is exactly what Sipnei is. Well, Moshe, can you just hold on a minute? We've had a really rough time here now. I mean, obviously, that not. Okay, why so this happened.
Why is it not at the time of the Yisrael?
Oh, so this happened, as Ramban points out. This happened initially. Right? So even though it says over here, which only comes at the end of the Arba'im Shana, Arba'im Yom, right? Is going backwards to the story of the original Shmia before Moshe goes back up in order to listen to the Difar Arba'im Yom and then to be Mikabel de Luchot. So what happened? This is why are we going backwards? Why are we saying this now? And how does this relate to the Luchot Avanim v'Yitzvot Eilai? It's a very, very strange kind of discussion. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, and I, as Rashi points out, I was very upset that you said this. Because I felt that you don't want to be directly in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me, no, you're wrong. Heitilu kol asher diberu, they were absolutely right. Mi yitein v'ayal v'avam zelahem mirauti, which has nothing to do with the price of eggs in China. Go back home. Have a nice, normal life. So in other words, to go back home, which we know means go back home to your wives, go back home, have a normal life. And in that context, Vata Po Amodi Madi means that Moshe Rabbeinu was not to have a normal life, right? Because that's the contrast. So does that follow what was said, apparently? In other words, the fact that Yisrael asks for Moshe Rabbeinu to be the one, Krav Ata Ushama, it's not to hear. Shamba means you teach us, you tell us, right? You be mashmiya to us, Shama. You be mashmiya to us, which allows us to go back home, but now you need to be taught. That's the gravata. So something fundamental has changed here. And the next parsha becomes, again, Shema Yisrael, but this time it's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, with the new mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem. And now we start talking about coming into Eretz Yisrael, Vayakiv Yacha, Hashem Lokecha. Now in the middle of nowhere we have the mitzvah, Lo Tenasuot Hashem Lokechem, which the Rambam learns is the iser of overly testing a dovi, as opposed to the other Rishonim. We learn that has to do with your testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Here it has to do with demanding an oath from a Navi when he tells you something, when he's already established himself as a Navi, which means that it goes back to the Krav Ata V'Shama. I can do that, but not if we're going to have any discussions about whether it's reliable. No more tenasu et Hashem Elokecha. And now, in the middle of nowhere, we have something absolutely crazy. Ki yishalcha bincha machar lemor. All of a sudden, we get to the Seder of Pesach. Seder of Pesach. And now we get to the Ben HaChacham. Ma ha'edut v'chukim v'mishaydot v'chukim v'mishpatim asher tzivah Adonai Eloheinu etchem v'yamar tov v'vanecha. Okay, and then finally the closing words, and remember, did you ever know until this moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has cheshek for you? It's one thing to say he loves you. It's a totally different thing to say he has cheshek for you. Cheshek is almost a sexual term. Right? desires it, wants it. Chashakta ba v'lakachta ba yesh v'fatoa. It's literally a sexual term. It's all from love. Ki me'avat adonai etchem. And of course there's that little piece of mishamro et hashkua shenishpala v'techem. And then it closes. Me'adata ki adonai elohecha hu ha'elohim ha'el ha'ne'eman shemer ha'brit ha'chesed lo'ohavav v'lo'shamrei mitzvotav. And closes with another shmira. Mishamar et ha'mitzvah v'et ha'chukim v'et ha'mishpatim. What is going on? It seems to be such a confused back and forth discussion. We're going back now to Yitzias Mitzrayim. First we'll run ahead, get the Luchos, and we go back to explain the way that you're something strange is happening. So, in order to understand the overall idea, what it is that's coming out, and how it is that it profoundly relates both to Tisha B'Av, Kitolib Banim Uvnei Banim, and to the Shabbat Nachamu, which of course directly brings the question Daniel was worried about, many people were asking, which is how in the world could a Tisha B'Av that is caused by B'chiya Shel Chinam be fixed with a Bakasha for Matnat Chinam? If Chinam itself is always the problem, how in the world would we be fixing things by asking for Matnat Chinam? Remember that the idea of Chinam always is not Chinam without Siba. There's no such thing as Sinat Chinam without Siba. Sinat Chinam means not doing it the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, which relates directly back to why Moshe dies today. Why? Why Atalo Tavor HaTayadei? For one reason, Chinam. And that's the Rambam's approach to the entire sugya. You got angry. I was not angry. That's it. Yan lo yamantem bi? But do you have your own life? You have your own system of values? You get angry when I'm not angry? Where's that anger coming from? You're the same nobody that everybody else is. Phony minds living in phony realities and believing that you're touching on some reality. Where in the world would you come to live on if that's the life that you lead? Yan lo amante. As we explained on Tisha B'Av, that's the difference between Bechol Biti Ne'emanu. Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Ramban says, what do you mean Hashem? He yells at the Ramban, what do you mean Hashem wasn't angry? Of course he was angry. We see a million evidences that he was angry. Every time something like this happens, he gets very angry. That's the whole point. Bechol Beito, he gets angry. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu made the mistake in. Everything that Ramban said was the nature of his mistake. The Ramban says he's angry. No, he must be angry, says Moshe. I also read the Ramban. And Ramban is wrong. That's the whole point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making. The Beiti. Where's the liquid?
We're getting there.
Oh, what? And it's a flask?
It is. All my secrets revealed.
I hear. You don't want to sit down?
Well, actually,
it's a little different.
I really don't mean to interrupt the flow.
Of course you don't, but it's such a joy to see
you. Yeah, that's why I'm here. It's such a joy. My privilege. My joy.
Okay. All right, if you're happy standing, I mean, you're welcome to sit. Okay. So, what it was that Moshe Rabbeinu made the mistake in was confusing the B with Beiti, correct? So even the nature of Chinam, even with Moshe Rabbeinu, is to have a structure of reality which is essentially your own imagination. And that's Al Tifnu El Elim, Al Tifnu El Mida'atchem. Do not take your brain's interpretation of things as reality. It's not real. It's completely and totally a creation that comes from inside of you. The only chance you have to escape that is to get outside of it. And if you are going to respond based on your assumptions and your brain's predictions, which is 99% of what our brains do, is predict. It does not do interpretation. It predicts based on hints. Over here there was a hint, Moshe Rabbeinu jumped to conclusions. That's like an optical illusion. That's all that it is. And an optical illusion is no basis for the one who's supposed to be the presence of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Briya. So if that's the case, how is Matnat Chinam a solution. Isn't it asking for a further violation? Now, in addition to that, take into consideration the nature of the Et Hanan. I hope I can find this one in the Rabinobach where I remember it. Is this exactly the same Sirata Daf that I had?
What are we looking for?
Oh, maybe it was the Ramban. Mm-hmm. Second. Yeah, no, it's the Ramban, I'm sorry. Yeah. The Ramban brings Rashi's approach, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Adonai Elohim Atah Achilota. Right? So what is the meaning of the two Shemot, Hashem, Elokim? Says Rashi, Rachum Bedin, Lashon Rashi. He making a mistake, says Rambam. V'lo ishgia harav, ki Hashem HaRishon hu katuv ba'alet dalet. Shebo amukom balkom shenema Hashem zumidat harachamim, avo Elohim zumidat hadin. Hashemot haniskarim kan is Adon b'midat rachamim, ולכן, כתוב ללמדנו, ריבון העולמים, אם מתפעל לי בדין, אבי, ולא מתפעל לי בדין, רחם עליי. בעניין הפרשה יובן בזה, אומר, כי אמר ואת חנן, ולא אמר ואת פלל, כי ידבר בתחינה. Okay, what is the תחינה? לשון ספרי. Explain it like this. Always? No, it wasn't wrong, I know. Yeah, no, it's Rabbeinu Bach's takeoff on him. So, fine. V'chein yizkir lashon ve'et chanan shuhu lashon ha'ne'emar davka al midat ha'din ke lashon elecha Adonai ekra zeim yudkei bavkei ve'el Adonai shem ha'adnot et chanan samach ha'tchina la'alek dalet v'chein katu im ata tishacher el ואל שדאי תתחנן, זה גם כן לשון מידת הדין. So how in the world do you ask מידת הדין for מתנת חינם? That doesn't make any sense. The last thing that that חנן should be would be an attempt to get din to be מבטר הדין. What would it mean בכלל, את חנן, that it should be מחובר to מידת הדין? This changes the complete sense of מידת הדין. So there's two very important things. First, most essential thing is to notice that on Tisha B'Av, with this Kriya, we came to understand that the nature of the way in which it's possible, the only way in which it's possible, to escape the limitations of Eicha, which is the original Ayeka of Adam HaRishon, and that Ayeka of Adam HaRishon is Merumas here, also a beautiful medrash, Ravlach, the other meaning of Rav, or another meaning of Ravlach, Rav Yesh Lecha. מי זה הרב שלך? אדם הראשון, הוא כבר קבע, כולם ימות. הוא כבר קבע. ספרו של אדם הראשון, דור דור ודור שב. לך תדבר איתו. תדבר עם הרב, אל תדבר איתי. זה ממש. So that Ayeka, which becomes the Eicha, in which the shock that it's possible for something that had that kind of potential to have made the mistake of following the exact opposite, is only answerable in one way. That's because there's an innate problem in Adam HaRishon, and in every human being. The very fact that you are created to be independent, to be lech lecha, means that you are always in a position of needing to follow your best attempt at achieving yourself. But that means that you will make mistakes. And that's the reason that the entire world is made with a hay. Remember, as Rashi describes the hay, it's there with an open bottom because you're going to fall out. And then you'll have to find your way back in through the side because you can never just go and buck it directly, face to face. What is the way to get out of that? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lech Lecha. Go for yourself, right? Lech Lecha. And when we were talking about his original mitzvah, to Avram Avinu, it's part of the Yitalech Lefanai Ve'yetamim. That Hitalech Lefanai became Kabbalat HaTorah. Because it's the only explanation of Naaseh V'Nishma. Right? First we'll do, then we'll hear. What kind of craziness is that? Don't you have to listen? No, you told us to go ahead. You said Hitalech Lefanai, so that's what we're doing. And that became the source of the Chiddush. Even the Malachi Asharis, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm amazed. Mealy made Migilah Levanai Razeh. Right? On Tisha B'Av we understood that the only way out of the Ayeka is to get to the Madrega of Kasha Yipale Be'nei Ha'am Hazeh. Ken Kach Be'enai Yipale. Yipale is Echa, but in the other direction. Yipale is that the achievement there has been beyond anything conceivable. Yipale means that it's drawn from somewhere above and beyond what would have been part of the natural order of things. Yipale, again, the way we understood it on Tisha B'Av, Yipale is an access that we have as human beings with the Tzelem Elokim to a level of reality that we have no understanding of, but that we only know thoroughly to the depths of our being through the experience of it, which is why love, which is introduced here, Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, Chashak Bachem, Ahavcha Hashem Elokecha, is part of the solution to Nechama. Only Pele is the solution to Nechama. But what that means is that we need to ask ourselves one additional question. And that additional question is this. As we've pointed out many times, the issue over here of the Nechama addresses two separate things. One which was Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and one which is the Tisha B'Av. The first part of the Nechama that needs addressing is Shvirat Aluchot, which is not mentioned here. The second part of the Nechama that requires addressing is Tisha B'Av. Historically speaking, at the beginning, there was no connection between them. Two separate events. One, Chet of Meraglim, and the other one was the Chet that led to Shvirat Aluchot, and that's the Asiyat HaEgel. Where do we address the Chet of the Egel? On Yom HaKippurim. We're over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibu said, Salach B'Kidvarecha, gave us the Luchot HaShniim. Where do we begin? We haven't yet completed the Nechama of Tisha B'Av, because if we would, we would have a Beit HaMikdash. But where do we begin the Tikkun of Tisha B'Av? On Tu B'Av. How do I know that? Because the Gemara says that the reason that we keep Tu B'Av is because that was the day that the Metei Midbar stopped dying. The Metei Midbar were the ones who were still under the Gezeira of Tisha B'Av, the original Tisha B'Av, which was the Lashon Hara Tembechi Yashel Chinam. That means that the end of the time of that Chinam was on Tu B'Av, the first element of it. What was done on Tu B'Av? Lo ayu yamim tovim li Yisrael mi Yom HaKippurim v'Tu B'Av. These are these 2 days, right? Shebehem Benot Yerushalayim yotzot lachul v'chorat lachul bakramim v'bigdei lavan shulim. And what do they say? Bachul. Sa einecho re'e ma ata borer lecha. So this is on Yom Kippur and on Tu B'Av, right? Obviously, the dancing of the girls is related to the tikkun, both of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and of the day of the Tisha B'Av. And we need to ask ourselves, why then on Yom HaKippurim do we have the dancing of the girls on Yom Kippur proper? And yet when it came to Tu B'Av, we have to wait all the way until Tu B'Av instead of immediately after. We don't have it immediately after. Why not? So the Gemara says the craziest thing. Why not? Because they were convinced that they made a mistake. Every year they would go out and everyone would dig a grave for himself and would go to sleep in that grave. The next morning they would say, anybody who's still alive, get up. Quite a way to finish up your year. And that year they all dug for themselves and everyone got up. They said that wasn't possible. They figured they must have made a mistake. They did the same thing the next night. They did the same thing the night after. And so people said, come on, how many days can we make a mistake? I mean, we know when Rosh Chodesh was. Look at the moon. Right, it's three quarters full. Still may be a mistake. It's an optical illusion. Until the full moon on Tu B'Av, that was the first time they realized, you know what? It must be that the Gezerah is over, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted last year as the final year. Then they kept the Tu B'Av, which then became the day that the Banot would be Chalot B'Krami. The reason for this is because, remember, again as we learned on Tisha B'Av, that Yom HaKippurim was always a compromise. Because Yom HaKippurim did not give us the Luchot the way they were. It gave us broken Luchot, essentially. We still aspire to the restoration of the Luchot, such that Luchot v'shivrei Luchot munachim ba'aron. What did Yom Kippur give us? Shochenitam betoch tumotam. A lower level of what's about. Al tachshiv yazbech. A lower level. Ani rosh at kvar mitkoneno. Ze mukdam adayim.
צריך להתחיל ברבע ל-12 לתת את התשובות.
התשובות מתחילות עכשיו.
אני מסתקרנת
לא, לא, אז אסור לזוז. אנחנו כמעט בתשובה. Poor Esther. The amazing thing is that she keeps coming back. Just a little bit longer.
It's a little compelling.
So what happens?
So
what happens? The Shochenitam betoch tumotam means I don't need to be completely filled with a solution. I only need to have a partial solution, in which case the girls can dance today. On Tisha B'Av, I do not have any compromises. Zero compromise, and that's exactly what happens over here. Ravach, no compromises. And that's the pasuk, as Eov says, "Lo yukar dal ben dal l'shoah." Could be the richest guy in the world and the poorest guy in the world. An absolute rosha comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the biggest tzaddik in the world comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no difference in midat ha'din. Pow! It's exactly the same. You won't see any heker panim b'mishpat. So that means that this idea of lo b'tzikatchem u'b'rishat ha'goyim ha'im, there's nothing to do with your being better. There's no relative better. It's only Dayana Emet. What was the day that Dayana Emet was no longer the only bracha? Tu B'Av. That was the day that they were mitakein hatov v'hamitiv. On what? Harugei Beitar shenitnu likvuram. On what? On wine, specifically, besides the general bracha, which became, of course, the bracha v'hatov v'hamitiv in Birkat Hamazon. Hatov v'hamitiv v'hakol tavok, which is essentially the bracha latid lavok. Olam haba, kol is hatov ha-metiv. No more dayan emet. But that means that the actual words of the Banot Yerushalayim are nogea, the concept of the tikkun. Where does it come from? Take a look in our parsha. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu after he was told Ravlach? He was told, Ale Rosh HaPisgah v'sa einecha. That's exactly what the Banot say. Bachur, sa enech orei. What does it say in the Haftarah? Su'u marom enechem ro'u mi barat ela. That's Shabbat Nachamu. What does it say in the Parsha? Pentisa enecha v'ra'ita. What? So is it good or is it bad? Yisa enecha. So the idea is simply this, and this is the idea of the Chinam as well, and how it relates to Pelah. The concept of sa'inev, when it's told to you by somebody else, and it's not your own idea, like Lot, vayisa'inav, it's all for Sidon, vayisa'inav, right? Kol ha-pasuk hazeh lo nemar el al shem arayot, al shem avera, the whole thing. Here it's the fact, really, what is it? I mean, whoever heard such a thing, I thought you're not supposed to look at girls. I thought that was the whole point of Lot, right? That's the proof that Lot was always looking for sex. It says vayisa'inav. Kikulo mashker. That's all remuz into what happens to him in the end. So what we're talking about on Yom Kippur, did the girls say, hey, boy, look. What kind of business is that? And obviously the difference is, where is the sa inecha coming from? Pen tisu inecha. Did I tell you to look? Or you have an idea about looking? You have an idea about looking? That's the kilko. I tell you to look? Then you're stretching beyond yourself. Bachur, listen here.
Stop being a fool. Lift up your eyes. Look at the girl and tell me what you are looking for in life. What does that mean, what I'm looking for? You think I know? Do you think anybody knows what marriage is about and what's going to happen in a marriage? Nobody knows. What's, I'll go out on a date 500 times, I'll know better? I still won't know. So what is the Sa'inecha? And what is Moshe Rabbeinu's Sa'inecha? Sa'inecha is the Pele itself. Sa'inecha means go to the furthest reaches of your throwing yourself into a life beyond anything you imagined, okay? Of course you have no idea where it's going to end. You never have an idea where it's going to end. Your normal life, you have no idea where it's going to end. So throw yourself into that life. You're leading a life which is destined to be, as the Rambam says, Kedei she'yamut v'hu ba'al teshuva. How do you know? Do you know what you would look like as a ba'al teshuva? Of course not. If you did, you could do teshuva now. The reason you don't do teshuva now is because you don't know yourself. Because you can't imagine yourself. Because you're a stranger to yourself. If you actually knew what that moment would be, that v'hu yamut ba'al teshuva, then you would be a ba'al teshuva. But you can throw yourself into a future that is so open-ended that you taste it. You literally taste that future, such that you know yourself the same way that you know that you're in love and not infatuated, which is the same pella. Are you convinced? Yes. How do you know, you fool? I know. How do you know that you exist, you fool? I know. Okay. So then if that's the case, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Sa'enech u'ra'eh, he's telling him the whole future of Eretz Yisrael is going to be coming out of what your dreams right now. Sa'enech, go ahead. That will be the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, the physical Yerusha, that Yoshua will be capable of. Sa'enech at the end, Ereticha be'enecha, that will be the entire Gvulas of Eretz Yisrael. Lehalacha, Trumas, Maestras, Kedushas Haaretz, Sa'enech, because ultimately, that's where your real future is. And that's the Sifra, the Sifri. Rav Lach, as Rashi brings, Hadei Gidula Misur, is yours. But look how it fits in. Rav Lach means it's the end of Lech Lecha. No more Lach. And that's why it's Mida Keneged Mida. Keneged, it's all nice. That's why it's Mida Keneged Mida, what he said to B'nai Levi. What does Rav Lecha mean? Why can't we keep dreaming? Because there's a piece of life that's local, and then there's a piece of life that's eternal. And indeed, Al Pi Kabbalah, we know that Bet Korach was right, and that in the end there's an opening to Kuna, and that his children were going to be greater than Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron put together. Moshe Aaron b'chonav v'shmuel b'korei shema. But don't rush it. El sha'achla paga. The same thing that Adam Rishon did with life. Ma?
Rush.
Le'chol paga, le'chol lifnei hazman. Lo le'chot et ha'sha'a. Kol mi she'dochei et ha'sha'a, en ha'sha'a nitrekit b'lefanav.
So that means, what happens? If it's the end of Yitalech lifanai, it's the end of Lech Lecha, then it's also the end of Na'aseh v'nishma. Right? What do B'nai Yisrael say? Ve'ata lama namut. Hushmartem la'asot, and then he says to them, this, therefore, zota mitzvah, la'asot baretz, asher anochi mitzavecha, v'shamata Yisrael, v'shamata la'asot. Listen to me. That means that this was the beginning of a completely different anaga of Moshe Rabbeinu, who would be learning and teaching. Here is the Mekorot of Torah Shebaal Peh. Here is the Baal Tigra and Baal Tosif. Here is the dangers of Baal Pa'or. Nisiyat Einayim, to the Shamayim, Bendisa Einecha. Where does it end up? In your rear end, literally. Because the idea that you have that you'll get beyond yourself will bring you so much into yourself that you'll become a doctorate of
belly button gazing, essentially, or worse, except your eyes are on the wrong side. But the idea, essentially, of Baal Peor is exactly that aspect, is the ultimate dragging your mind entirely into yourself, so that there's nothing at all besides it. Masha Enkin, a person who lives a life of Pella, that Pella brings him to experience in the most incredibly biological and simple of things, the complete presence of the Shechina, which is Galui v'yadua lifnei kisei chivodecha, in the same bathroom that the Baal Peor is osik in his Avodah Zarah, and that the woman says, I'd rather be sick with cancer than to go ahead and to have this disgusting religion. It's mamish, the same mida keneged mida that becomes the pentisa inefa. So the difference between learning a nesiat einayim into a world that is beyond you of Pella, that answers the ayeka, that answers the everything that was all limited to Lelecha, becomes an endless source of newness and of freshness, the beginning of the nature of Mishnah, which is what Moshe Rabbeinu is giving here, the Seder Ainyonim, the clarity of a picture, and telling us one thing. And that's how he starts the whole discussion. Listen here. Everything that you need, you were already given. You stood there in Har Sinai, you saw everything, you heard everything. What you need to do now is allow yourselves to rediscover in you the maximum extension of those things. And therefore, the most important thing of all is to recognize that the moment that you deviate from that quest to put the Luchos back together again and to see the world that you saw for 1 second, as the Rambam talks about in Hakdamah to Mor Nevuchim, a strike of lightning that exposed to you the entire nature of reality and that you cannot reconstruct, and that you're working the rest of your life and for eternity on reconstructing, which is essentially what we do. That's the entire quest of science. It's the entire quest of Torah. Just to see things as they are for that 1 second, and then everything is fine. That's escaping Baal Peor. Vaneshev Gagai Mul Peor is the most amazing thing. Why does it say that? Because it was Moshe Rabbeinu's complete acceptance of Tachanuni. What is Tfilas Tachanun every day? It's the absolute acceptance of Chonin Dal. I have nothing. Nothing to hope for, nothing to dream of, no future other than where it's coming directly from the relationship that I have to reality. If I'm told Ravlach, Vaneshev Gagai, what's the guy? In Gaya Lekfura. Mul Beit Peor, where was Moshe Rabbeinu buried? Vayikperu Begai Mul Beit Peor. So then that means he literally was saying Tfilat Tachanun. You can't get up at Tachanun and say, oh hell, my wish wasn't granted. That's insane. The only idea of Tachanun is that the Tachanunim themselves is what it is that you're looking for. So what it is that you achieve with Tachanun is the Tachanun. And if you're Zocha to a literal Tachanun, then it's those Tachanunim that is your answer. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, and this is the complete acceptance of Tu B'Av. On Tu B'Av, we finally realized we can let it all go. It's a new life. And therefore one of the other inyanim of Tu B'Av is Man Delo Mosif Yasif. It's a new beginning. It's the beginning of the longer nights of winter. And now you better learn to use your time. Because if you don't start using that time, you're dead. Why only now? Because I had all these crazy dreams all summer long, that's why. And what did they call it? Yom Tavar Magal. Time to break the hatchet. Time, it's an English expression. Break the hatchet, break the hatchet. You call an end. Tavar Magal, ki ayashama magal shayu chotchim et ha'itzim. בשביל קורבן העצים, והפסיקו את זה. כן, אז עכשיו יש לנו הזמן לדבור, לשבור, בעברית לדבור בארמית את המגל, ולהתחיל עכשיו לעבוד על חיים חדשים. So the real Indian of Nechama, that's the Nachamu, is to change your mind, and to begin a completely new level of Asiya. That has to wait until Tu B'Av, where there's not the slightest chashash, that you could still hold on to the end. It's totally, completely over. Harugei Beitar, it's over. They're dead and buried. That's the Veneshev Begai Mul Beit Peor, which is the true source of Nechama.
Soon, but why is that translation not going into this show?
It doesn't. It doesn't. The answer to why he didn't go in is simply because there was no more time for him.
What he needed to be now was something that was completely beyond his human life, which would provide for the entire future. Alpi Kabbalah, it has literal, direct meaning, which is that if you had gone in, then that would have meant that there never would have been a galut, because it would have been a final tikkun, which would have meant that all of the development of humanity and all of those that had not been born yet, that needed to be betukah, in a period in which they would be searching for themselves, would be lost.
So
you understand that an early solution is a worse solution.
But what does that have? Why then were his...
He wasn't... The question is wrong. The question is assuming that we need to find the punishment fitting the crime. The punishment fit the crime. That was over. Moshe accepted the punishment. Now he's asking for a new world of Et Chadah that should come from beyond my rights in terms of Midas Hadin. That, Akash Baruch was saying, but that would require your being still you under those circumstances. And it's not time for that. That can't be. Not the way things are. They don't say, look at me, I'm good for this. They say, what direction is your life taking? Is your life dedicated to beauty, to aesthetics? Is it dedicated to L'Shem Shamayim? Is it dedicated to raising family? What life do you want for yourself? Because that's going to make all the difference.
ושהפלא זה לכאורה התיקון, הצורה נפלאתה זה צורה אחרת, נכונה. מה זה בדיוק?
איך זה פלא? אני מתפלא.
כן, לא בלשון. מה מובן בדיוק של נפלאתה? כאילו שאדם, מה ההתייחסות הזאת?
מה זה אייקה? מה זאת אומרת אייקה? אייקה פירוש איפה אתה? זאת אומרת איפה אני? אני פה.
לא חי את ה... הוא יצא לעצמו מקום שלא קיים.
נכון. אז היצירת המקום, זה הבעיה. כן?
אז יש אפשרות.
אז הפלא הזה מוציאך לגמרי מהמקום שנוצר. כי אתה זורק את עצמך למקום שאתה בכלל לא מבין. רק שאתה יודע שהוא קיים, וזה הכי קרוב שאתה יכול להיפגש
עם המציאות. עם המציאות האמיתית.
כן. לכן זה שייך למקום של בית המקדש, שהוא רצוף אהבה. זה הוא בא מנפלאתה.
לכן זה סיינת.
נכון, רצוף אהבה מבנות ירושלים.
כן, ממש, מבנות ירושלים. זה מצוין.
מבנות ירושלים.
עכשיו אתה צריך לבוא כל שבת, אנחנו לא יכולים לוותר על הערות כאלה.
כי יפלא ממך וכאן תעלה.
לא, אז זה אולי פשוט להחזיק אותו, אני לא יודע. עד שהוא מבטיח, כן? עד שהוא מבטיח.
צריך לעבור.
הרצוף אהבה של המקום האמיתי בא ממה? מבנות ירושלים.
זה ממשיך, לא? ציין אין...
כן, כן, במלך שלמה ממש, כן.
ואיך עושים את זה במציאות, בחיים? כאילו, איך, לא, איך אפשר...
מה זה, אני לא יודע מה השאלות האלה, איך, זהו שלא תמיד, איך, מה זה?
לא.
אין עצות לאיך, ברגע שאתה מבין, מה זה?
מבין את זה.
אין איך, אין עצות. זה אומר שאתה עושה, כן.
איך לא עושים את זה בבקשה?
כי כל שאדם מרגיש את עצמו בהצהרה של השעיבוד לפרעה במצרים, לכן כתוב כך. ולכן עכשיו מדובר על הבן החכם, מה העדות והחוקים, למה לא דיברנו על זה עד עכשיו? כי רק עכשיו אנחנו מגיעים למציאות דרך השאלות, ודרך הדקדוקים, ודרך הידיעות, ודרך המשנה. אז ככל שאדם מבין עד כמה שהוא מצומצם, אז זה משגע אותו, אני כבר לא יכול לסבור, מה זה מצרים? אני לא יכול לסבור את זה יותר.
לא אמר אדם בירושלים, צר לי המקום, זה זה, לא, כאילו פה היה התפיסה האמיתית ש... יכלו לחיות חוץ מה...
כן, חוץ ממסגרת. חוץ ממסגרת מלאכותית. אין שום מסגרת מלאכותית.
מהליך? לא, אני מרגיש את זה, אבל...
שבת משהו. מעולם לא אמר אדם, צר לי המקום, זה המקום.
בירושלים.
כן, בירושלים. Beautiful. He's saying, once you identify the מקום, which is the... place to which you're looking, which is real makom instead of the ayeka, okay? So then it's never tzar. It's never limited. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Because it's not my personal
makom. For lachen zachi personal.
אמרנו שאומר, מיד הוא נרתע לאחור, אבל זה בעירה, זה לא העירה, זה העירה.
שימרי לכל הפחות את השנייה, כך כדי שהקדוש ברוך הוא את ישראל בנעשה ונשמע, איבדו את הנעשה, שעשו את האנגל. אמר להם משה, טוב, איבדתם הנעשה, עכשיו שימרו הנשמע, ושמע ישראל.